Boulevard Clemson, your independent local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Where shall we begin?
Out of Bounds is on the air.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
105.5 The Roar. Back to Kwok and Kelly.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
Jumbo jet. It wasn't easy, but not painted.
Hour number three, Out of Bounds, William Quagamush, our man Zach Orr, or Kelly Gramlich with a cold, apparently, also a thing, Dutch Coleman, and our man Sanders, the Manders, in the Party One Security Studios. That'll be the only time that's used. That was a trial. That was a trial base.
Boo that man. Boo.
The Manders. Sanders the Manders. You ever gotten that one before, Sanders?
I've gotten a lot of things. I don't think I've gotten Manders.
Man, unbelievable. That was Kwok, you suck. That was terrible. This hour is brought to you by Tiger Sports Shop, at the store for the Clemson fan, by the Clemson fan. Coach Ibrahim, the soccer coach, two national championships. By the way, Peppermint Patty apparently thinks that Clemson hasn't sniffed one in 100 years. Tell that to Julie Ibrahim. Walk your tail into Tiger Sports Shop and yell that out, and Julie will come. I don't know. She's super nice, so she'll probably have a nice, calm way of saying that's not accurate because she's awesome. But their store is amazing. They have everything orange or purple. It's, again, by Clemson fans, for Clemson fans, the natty gear, the apparel, the little knickknacks like car ornaments and stickers and magnets and head covers and lawn chairs and little cheerleader outfits for my niece who likes Clemson in spite of her parents. Tiger Sports Shop, downtown Clemson and on Highway 120. They don't hate Clemson. They just, you know, they went to Charleston Southern. My sister-in-law she did grow up a Gamecock fan now. She did.
Really?
She really did, yeah.
How's that going over?
Yeah, well, we have gifted many Clemson things to little Harper. You're not turning down gifts. Let's go to Bill and Anderson on the Northern Communication phone lines before we get into some game picks. What's up, Bill?
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing well. Hope you are.
I was talking to my sister yesterday, who lives in Nashville, before the game, and I told him I thought NC State would win as long as they didn't get Dorned, and she didn't know what I was talking about. So I called her after the game and gave her two prime examples. One, why in the world do you call that deep reverse on the 5 or 6 yard line?
That was ridiculous.
That
like
was
a double handoff in there?
Eight.
Oh, it was horrible.
And why in the world do you just give a team 3 points before the half?
Yeah, what in the world was that?
Four people up on the goal line, whereas had they contended, they at best had a long out-of-range field goal attempt, but they gave them a 20 to 30-yard pass to make it a chip shot field goal and literally give them 3 points before the half.
Bill, those are two excellent points and questions that I really don't have the answer to. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. Look, I can't stress enough how NC State tried to ruin that game. I can't stress enough how much it happened. They tried to ruin it again. They tried to ruin it with the tightest grip play calling ever on that offensive possession where they were like, we don't want to lose. They're up a touchdown, and you would have thought that they were playing in the Super Bowl with the worst team in history and just trying to hang on for dear life. Or like they were, I don't know, some team like San Jose State in there that just didn't want to ruin it. They legitimately moved the ball at will between the 20s against Louisville. But the way they call that, they even threw a pass on third down like idiots to stop the clock. Like their thought process in that series of downs was like, well, we don't want to lose it, but we also want to automatically ensure that they have a chance to win it. So it wasn't even like we don't want to lose, but we want to automatically ensure that they have the most time because we're going to throw passes on third down. That was so stupid what they did. And then that cover four, where they just line guys up at the goal line with like 7 seconds, 6 seconds left or whatever. Of course you're on a stop route right over there and get 15 yards for a chip shot field goal. I'm telling you, that whole thing, like Doran's, he didn't even do the post game right. He tried to Dabo his post game, and he couldn't even do that right. The guy's a moron. I can't stand him. I cannot stand that guy. People were ripping me on Twitter like, that's not professional. You shouldn't be a journalist. Hey, man, I can't even tell you the stories about how Doran's been a jerk to people I know and how he was a jerk to us the first time we had him on the air. And the only time we'll ever have him on the air from now until he gets fired next year when all these guys go to the NFL and he's stuck with whoever, doing whatever. Forget that. Get Doran out of my face. Get his play calling out of my face. Get that cover four out of my face. Thoughts?
I thought that press conference was very good. I thought the post game. I thought you mean the one we almost cried, right?
Yeah,
I hear her. Very sincere. Very sincere.
That was I got emotional when I heard him speaking. I felt the connection that he has with his with player A, B, and C.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that was genuine to a point. I mean, I missed that. Does Quark just hate Doran?
I think Doran's a turd. I'm not a fan.
Wait, Sanders, does Quark and Zach just hate Doran?
Quark cannot stand Doran. That's the first thing I learned about being here with Quark, is that he just does not like Doran at all.
You know, I did see the, again, the post game, not conference, but interview.
Yeah.
And it's refreshing to see a coach become a little emotional, because these coaches, they really want to win, man. These games are big, and there are a lot of people watching NC State and wondering if they were real or not. So getting this one done, it probably was a little emotional for him, because he probably was stressing all week wondering if they're going to be able to stop this team and be able to stop Lamar Jackson.
Well, the only ranked win that they've got is the one where they beat alleged ranked team Florida State with that freshman mannequin of a quarterback they got back there. It's 160 pounds soaking wet. That they very easily could have broken in half. Essentially, I don't even count that as a ranked win. That's an asterisk win, because we know that's not the same thing.
And I don't think he does either. I think he knows that people aren't going to give them credit for that, but they needed this one, because this was a big stage. Anytime you're playing against Lamar Jackson, there are going to be eyes watching, if not just for the Heisman voters watching to see what this guy does. And your team can very quickly become a victim to his antics and the exploits of Lamar Jackson. And when you're able to get out of that game with a win, I'm sure he was emotional, if for no other reason than that.
You know, I don't even want to say this, because I'm speaking for other people. I'm going to say it.
I'm not even going to listen, because I know you're not going to say it.
You see that Jebediah Atkinson on SNL, the character that reads other... I'm going to read it!
He's not going to say it, Zach. Don't worry. He's afraid.
He's not going to say it.
When Dave Doran gets fired at NC State.
When?
When he gets fired, it's like next happen. Year, the year after, whatever, whenever it happens. There will be no shedding of tears. There will be no, let's look back on the life and times of Dave Doran and Raleigh.
In the arms of an angel. That's all.
Sarah McLachlan's not going to come on TV.
Was that Justin Timberlake?
It was. Actually, Carly Rae Jepsen.
Like, the media is going to do a dance. Mm-hmm. They're going to dance on his grave. That guy's a jerk to everybody, not just me, and that people with stories. He's a jerk to everybody.
Well, I'm rooting against him from now on then. I didn't know that.
he got emotional last night, for sure. And I respect it, because I think he does care about his players and stuff, but, man, the guy's just a jerk. He is.
Now, I'll say this. I don't know if he's emotional in my eyes because he cares about his players. I'm just saying he was very, very happy to win that game last night. Like, because I guarantee you all week he was really stressing, trying to figure out how they were going to do it. And when they won it, players aside, staff aside, my job is on the line in my eyes. I need this game. They won it. He became emotional. I don't know about the attachment to the players and all that stuff. Hey, man, I hope that's the case. I hope he does care for his players and all that. But I think those emotions last night were about him. Like, phew, I got this game.
If you're a player watching that post-game conference, can you tell if those tears are for you or for just the winning for selfish reasons?
Well, the first thing he said, which is, well, it was weird. Again, he's just uncomfortable being this guy. He thanked his assistant coaches first. Like, it's not wrong what he did. I just thought it was weird that he said, you know, I just thank my assistant coaches and the players in this program. It was like he thanked the assistants first for the game planning and all that, which I understand that.
I think that goes back to what I said. All week he was like, please, guys, please, please come up with a plan so we can win this game. God, we got to win one of these.
That is what it felt like. Like, half the pick 'em contest right now is 0-1. In fact, almost half. 7 out of the 16 picked Louisville last night. Zach, you picked Louisville. You talked about Lamar Jackson. Other 0-1 starters include Mickey and Kelly, who's not here to defend herself, so we'll talk badly about that pick. Ramona is right over there, so I'm not going to talk badly about that. She probably has some valid reasons. Mark Dofer and Alex Mamanakis and Will Vandervoort
picked Louisville. Take Virginia Tech last week if we're going to continue to talk about
that. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Who picked Virginia Tech?
Vandervoort. He was the only one. Picked Virginia Tech. 17-13.
Wow.
I know. I was as shocked as anyone.
Wow.
Have you had him on this week?
Yeah. I got a text from a friend of ours that really wanted us to let him have it, and so we did at the end.
Good.
I really didn't see Virginia Tech having a chance. Even when I did the big score that I had last week, I can't believe anyone actually picked Virginia Tech to win that game. Prior to the game, it's easy to say now, but prior to the game, I picked, I think, 38-13, and it very well could have been worse than that if Dabo had, a pit bull residing in his heart, which we know he does not have. It would have been worse than 38-13. And I don't know how you pick Virginia Tech to win that game.
I don't know either. I don't know. I think he picked it before the year, and so he
stuck with it. Okay.
I still
don't see how you pick it, because prior to the year, who'd they have at quarterback? Prior to the year, who are they replacing? Who are they replacing with the receiver they lost? Bucky Hodges, who are they replacing there? The defensive backs that they lost, who are they replacing there? Prior to the season, might be more difficult. I'm going to mess with Willie V when I see him, though. That's my guy.
Please do. He needs it. Boise State BYU tonight is a little more than a touchdown spread, like an 8, 9, 10-point spread in favor of Boise on the road. I think it's up to 9.5 right now. Three people pick BYU. Ben Milstead picked BYU. Mark Dofer picked BYU. Anna Hickey picked BYU. Dutch, is Boise State points? Or BYU?
We get points?
That is just straight up.
Oh, straight
just
up?
Straight up, yeah. That's how we're doing this.
Man, I'm going with Boise straight up.
Going with Boise.
Why are you picking BYU? Who's picking BYU? Why would that ever happen?
Ben picked them.
Rhetorical. Picked them. I know who picked them. Okay. I'm wondering why.
I was going to say maybe Ben picked them because the B in BYU stands for bicycle, but then Boise State begins with a B too. So I can't think of a reason why Ben might have picked them.
BYU has been so bad. I want to think that they're going to come out of this and be better. And also Boise has been a little bit, I mean, it was like their worst home loss in, 15 years or whatever when Virginia beat them, which we're kind of trying to figure out how Virginia's going to scrape 6 wins together even now, even though they look better. So it's not only Boise's that great. Like I said, Jacob Eason's going to be a wonderful quarterback at Boise State in a couple years. He's going to be great there for them. They need a quarterback right now. You see what I did there? He's got to go somewhere out west. I feel like Boise's a nice landing spot for a guy who just wants to drop back and throw it really short. So
you don't think Louisville? Oh, wait, that's defensive backs and stuff.
Yeah.
That's defensive players.
This Georgia, Louisville's defense is going to be better next year. This guy arrested for the second time for weed, might be suspended 4 games. Could get kicked out of Georgia. Starting middle linebacker Louisville next year.
But I don't know. I blame Louisville's defensive deficiencies on us overestimating how good Georgia's DBs were.
Yes. Shaq Wiggins, Josh Harvey Clemens. I will say that Louisville's defense looks like hot garbage because they're best player. I mean, Jair Alexander, I think he's the best corner in the country. He impressed me last year every time I watched him. The guy's been out from like the second quarter of the season to now. He's questionable every week. He actually dressed last night, so he may play later. I think Louisville's defense with him at one cornerback will actually look better because that guy's a baller. Sanders, why would anyone pick BYU? Who are you picking?
I like BYU. Look, the only times I've watched either of these teams, it has been terrible to watch both these teams.
That's true.
It's a Friday night in BYU. I don't know. I just think it'd be fun to pick BYU and see them come out with it. I have no reason to pick them. I see the spread is Boise State, I think, by 8 at this point.
Fun to pick BYU. That I don't know. Does anybody say that when actually choosing the school? Man, that'll be fun. That'd be fun going there.
That's messed up.
Let's do one more. In fact, let's go to the phones. Let's go to the phone. We got 8 more games to pick here. God help us. Mike is up with us next before we go to our next break. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Hey, Quark, I need you to help me with something.
All right.
About the game last night.
All right.
They said they have a technical team that goes ahead and assesses what they should do, whether they go for 2 or whatever. I don't understand on 11 points, which is a touchdown, 2-point conversion, and a field goal, why you wouldn't make it 12, that you'd have to score 2 touchdowns. Who's in charge of that technical team to make it 13 points instead of 12? gives you two possessions, which could be a field goal and a touchdown, versus having to make a team get two touchdowns.
Mike, that made
no sense to me.
That is an excellent question. I was wondering the same thing last night. I understand they wanted to get it to 13. Instead of 12, where it basically gives you a 1-2 shot to block or have a missy extra point, and you're still tied. But I think 12 is where you want to be. You don't want to be at 11. That'd be my point. You don't want to be at 11.
If you're at 11, they could have kicked the field goal with a minute to go and tried the onside kick or whatever, and still had a chance to get a touchdown, especially with an offense like Louisville had.
Exactly.
It just told me that you want to make the other team score two touchdowns versus giving them a chance to get a touchdown and a field goal. So just another question. Maybe it's my question. Maybe I'll say it in the wrong way, but very questionable to me why you wouldn't have made it 12.
No, I agree, Mike. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. I agree with that. In fact, I think I'm analytics guy. Like, I know this is going to shock pretty much everyone here, but I love analytics. I love math and numbers, okay? And I love when analytics tells you what to do, all right? I'm a logical thinker, driven by emotion. Logical comes first. So I want numbers to tell me what to do.
Logical thinker, driven by emotion?
Yeah. That's what it's going to say on my tombstone. I've already written it. Perfect. Sent it out to the perfect to the proper people. Essentially, that should be the theme of the show. Logical thinker, driven by emotion. Anyway, that being said, these two-point conversion charts and analytics are fake news. This is fake science, fake math, whatever it is. These things are garbage. And you know how I know that? Because every time someone makes a ridiculous decision, they're like, well, the chart said. Like, every time, no one ever says, you know what, I just went with my gut on this two-point conversion. They're like, well, if you look at the chart, and that's the probability of blah, 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 blah. Ridiculous. Absolute nonsense. George O'Leary lost the game. Remember the Woody Dantzler game? Where Woody Dantzler, at the quarterback draw, like in 2000, 2001, whatever, at Georgia Tech, they went for two three times and missed all three times, and Clemson wins the game in overtime. If they had kicked one of those extra points, they win the game. And O'Leary, there's this image seared in my brain of O'Leary pacing the sidelines and looking down at the chart, whether to go for two or kick the extra point. And he went for two three times in a game when the chart said, and he missed them all.
To be fair, I saw that chart. And according to the chart, you make one out of four. So he was trying to hurry up and get the first three out of the way, hoping that he'd get the fourth one, and he knew he'd make the fourth one. So that was it.
I don't understand why you can't look at, like, game times. Anybody who's ever played Madden knows the situations where you go for two and you don't, right?
See me on the sticks.
I just go for two just because I'm that good. But, no, you know, but your logic and emotion, you know, this is a sidebar. You know, emotion should be your fuel, and the logic should be your steering wheel. Just for you guys out there.
Oh, man.
That should be your steering wheel. So the emotion is good. That's your fuel. That's why you do what you do. And then, but you should steer with logic. So
really, I'm backwards.
That's getwarriortough.com. Just
that's what I'm talking about.
But really, that's true. But no, the chart, the funny thing about the chart is that people become slaves to these charts and they forget that they actually played the game. They forget that there's actual real players. I mean, if I put Dexter Lawrence and Christian Wilkins in the backfield and I run like power, right? Everybody doesn't have that. I have those guys. So shouldn't I ignore the chart and say, you know what? I have Dexter Lawrence and Christian Wilkins sitting here. And if they run that way with a guy running behind them, that's different than the chart who has two running backs back there. When, you know what I mean? I mean, we become slaves to these charts and these analytics when they should be a part of the, they should be a part of the evaluation. It should be a part of the equation. It should be a part of why I do what I do, but not the reason that I do what I do.
If right. you're doing your job correctly, isn't Dexter Lawrence and Christian Wilkins a part of one of those charts?
You would think. You would think, yes. We'll talk more about that when we come back, because we're up against a break now. Also, we're going to talk about games that somehow matter, like Duke and Virginia. Stay with us. More to come. Out of Bounds in a moment.
Fall means it's time for the 9th Annual Charity Oyster Roast, sponsored by the Rotary Club of Clemson. This year's event will be held Friday, October 27th at Tiger Park in Clemson. Last year, more than 500 people enjoyed fantastic steamed oysters, barbecue, and live music. This year, with your help, will be even better. Sponsorships range from $250 to $2,500. For more information on how you can be a part of the 9th Annual Rotary Club Oyster Roast, call Andy Sheriff at 864-238-1453.
At Spectrum Business, the best business services keep getting better. What does that mean for you?
It means your business gets faster internet, more advanced voice, and over 99.9% network reliability. It also means no added taxes or fees, and no contracts, ever. Because at Spectrum Business, we believe in earning your business every day. Just call 866-200-6171 to get our new faster internet speeds, up to 100 megabits per second for only $44.99 a month. And that's not all. You can also add advanced business voice with unlimited long distance and over 30 calling features, all for just $29.99 a month. It's all part of our commitment to redefining what a cable company can be. Call 866-200-6171 today and switch to Spectrum Business to get the best value for your business with new, faster internet and advanced voice. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
This tailgate season, Herb and Carol Tyler are proud to offer you the reheatable trays from Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. These delicious chicken nugget and chicken strip trays provide an easy solution to feed your game day crowd. So heat it up when you need it and pick up your tailgate order the day before the game. Relax and enjoy the reheatable trays from Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Go online at ilovechickfilet.com or in Clemson, call 654-4655 and in Seneca, 886-9080.
Unfiled tax returns, payroll tax problems, IRS levies, liens, garnishments, audits. Call the local lawyer who looks out for you and will get the result you deserve. David Green at the Green Law Firm. Call for a free strategy session at 271-7940.
For your last-minute tailgate or football watching party supplies, Locomart is the best place to go. You can get stocked up with their huge selection of craft beers that you won't find at any other convenience store. Need snacks? Got you covered. And rewards that help you save even more money. The who's who of Clemson sideliners shop at Locomart, shouldn't you? Locomart, Old Greenville Highway and 123, proudly locally owned and operated, Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
You know Joe's New York Pizza is all about the sauce because I've told you so. Here's the thing, people. They have outrageous wings as well. They're not fried. And if you're up to the task, you can even get them with Cajun Asian sauce. Their meatballs and marinara come with their famous garlic knots. And remember, if you have certain food allergies, Joe's offers gluten-free. Joe's has delivery, and they're great for fundraisers. And the Clemson location caters with two locations in Seneca and Clemson. Joe's New York Pizza.
First Team Sports has the all-new 2018 baseball and softball equipment. Easton, Rawlings, DeMarini, Mizuno, and more. There's no risk of buying something and it not being exactly as you want because they have an in-house batting cage to try out bats and gloves to get that perfect true custom fit. First Team Sports is the place to get your Letterman jackets because they can customize for any school or team. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sports. 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Call 268-6227.
It's always a great time to buy from George Coleman Ford, where SUVs cost less and travelers rest. Like a 2017 Explorer XLT V6 four-door, sale priced at just $28,599 plus tax and tag. And remember, there are never any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. Serving you for over 85 years and four generations. George Coleman Ford, the ride of a lifetime.
Offer expires October 31st. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
When I first heard about the health dare, I was skeptical.
I was skeptical.
I was definitely skeptical.
My doctor said I needed to lose weight, but I wasn't sure if this was for me.
I'd already tried everything.
Other programs just weren't sustainable.
Then I heard on the radio how the health dare was helping all these people reverse their diabetes.
How the health dare was getting people off their blood pressure medicine.
How much weight people were losing on the health dare.
So with a money-back guarantee, I tried it.
I decided to take the health dare.
I took the health dare 90-day challenge.
That was months ago. In 8 weeks, I lost 48 pounds and 22 inches.
I couldn't believe it, but I lost 41 pounds of fat and 45 inches in just 5 weeks.
With the health dare, I lost over 200 pounds. But more importantly, I'm off my cholesterol and blood pressure meds, and my CPAP machine is in the closet.
It's because I took the health dare.
The health dare.
The health dare. And I dare you.
Book today at thehealthdare.com. That's thehealthdare.com.
Book your free consultation with a health coach at idaregreenville.com.
Out of Bounds with William Kwok and Bush.
3, 2, 1.
Contact established.
We are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
All All right, hour three continues. Out of bounds, William Clark, Zach Orr, Dutch Coleman, and our man Sanders hanging out in the Priority One Security Studios. In about 35 or so minutes, Walt Aptula will be live from Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson. Go by and see him. They've got great lunch, or in this case, like Lupper. It's that in-between time. It's dinner at 5, but it's like Lupper, Linner.
Can we call it Linner, please?
Linner, Lupper. You don't like supper?
No, it's dinner. You just call it supper?
Sometimes.
Have you always called it supper?
Dinner is what you eat after church on Sunday. Supper is what you eat at
night. I think
nights.
Supper is what you eat when you're in Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, with Jesus.
When you're going over to Andy Griffith's house, I think it's supper.
I didn't call it the last dinner when they took the cup and drank. Anyway, we're not getting into that. God knows.
It's dinner.
You just said God knows.
Man, let's move on to something that I'm not even going to say this. Duke of Virginia.
Say it, you won't.
Duke of Virginia. I won't say that. I promise you that. We would never get to Duke, Virginia. How is it? First of all, I'm glad Kelly put this on there, but how and why is this game relevant on October the 6th or 7th?
Yep.
What, these two teams combined are 9-2. What is happening with this? Or I'm no, 7-2. Zach, you pick Virginia. I really think that Ben and Mark and Anna copied off each other's paper. Because they, once again, they're the only ones to pick Duke, just like they're the only ones to pick BYU. I don't understand that. This is a more defensible pick, I think, than the BYU pick.
Well, Virginia's going for three in a row here against
Duke. That's correct.
So, Virginia's coming off of that huge win against Boise. Duke got smacked in the face by Miami last week. It makes sense to pick Virginia. That being said, it makes me nervous to pick Virginia. I don't know why. I think it's just because it's Virginia. But are you going to go with Duke, the trusty Duke Blue Devils in football? No, you're not. This is a toss-up, and I pick Virginia. That's all it is.
2 weeks to prepare for Virginia. Duke gets the extra day, but a lot of that was smarting from kind of getting physically beaten up by Miami last week.
Sure.
What's your take here, Dutch?
You know, I'm feeling kind of froggy here. I'm feeling as froggy as someone who actually picked BYU over Boise. So I'm going to go with Duke in this one.
All right.
I'm going to say they're going to win this game. I think the recent loss is going to have something to do with that. I'm going with Duke. Again, call me a crazy person, like someone who would pick BYU.
Sanders. Wow.
You going? I took offense to that one. Because I'm going with the Blue Devils.
Way to go, Manders.
Look. Don't sleep on the Blue Devils, man.
Don't sleep on the Dukies.
Oh, man. I think Duke's a really good team.
Whoa. We didn't go that far.
What did you just say?
I think Duke's a nice team. I think they're a nice team. I definitely overstated it. But the way that Kurt Benkert, my favorite three-name player, Jacob Eason's a one-name guy. Kurt Benkert is three names. My favorite three-name quarter. It's like John Parker Wilson, except this is Kurt Benkert. He's playing great. He's like 115 of 175 or something. He's killing it.
I don't know what you're saying right there.
Kurt Benkert? Yeah, Kurt Benkert is a quarterback for Virginia. And he's been playing great. And he dialed him up against Boise. I just kind of think that nobody has put on film the way that Miami put on film against Duke last week, how to beat Virginia. I think Indiana beat them. But Miami really took Duke behind the woodshed. I don't think Virginia athletically can do what Miami did, but I think that scheme is there. And I trust Bronco Mendenhall to kind of put it into practice there.
You don't trust David Cutliffe to make the adjustments?
I do trust him to make the adjustments. I'm not sure he can adjust to a Virginia team that's had 2 weeks to prepare for him, though. And that's why I think this gets a little dicey.
A little froggy.
Yeah. A little froggy, like someone who picked BYU. Syracuse-Pittsburgh. That game is also an ACC Network game. Both these, by the way, I'm not sure you can see both of these games at the same time. Maybe it's regional, which is a bit of a disappointment there. Syracuse, 14 of the 16 picked Syracuse. Pittsburgh, Ramona and Alex Memenakis picked Pittsburgh. Zach, how much are you buying Syracuse in this game?
Well, if you recall, this game last year was the basketball game. Remember, it was like 70-something to
76 to 61, I think is what it was.
We looked it up the other morning. That football game last year, they met three times in basketball, and that football game was the highest scoring out of all three of those.
Yes,
which
I remember
that. Fantastic. That being said, Pittsburgh is a heaping pile of trash this season, and Syracuse will win.
Dutch?
Yeah, I've witnessed Pitt in person this year already. And
Penn State game?
Yeah, and I'm not necessarily buying Syracuse. I'm selling Pitt.
Pitt is terrible. They got the Whitehead kid back from suspension, and the only game he played for them, they destroyed Rice, who is hideous and probably should be banned from the FBS for a year. They should be relegated. Rice should be relegated along with UTEP, who went 0-5.
We need relegation.
We do, big time.
Absolutely.
Big time. So they should be relegated. That's like Pitt's best game so far, so I don't know what this is. Sanders, are you going to continue your run of weirdness?
No, Q's all the way.
Q's all the way?
Pittsburgh's the worst team in the Coastal.
I'm a big Babers guy, too. They didn't quit on him last week when NC State was kind of woodshedding him a little bit. They didn't quit on Babers.
Pittsburgh's the worst team in the Coastal?
Yes.
And North Carolina's in the Coastal, too, right?
I think Pittsburgh is worse.
They got to play each other. Oh, how bad is that?
That's awful.
Think about this. Last year or 2 years ago, there were people legitimately that thought that Pitt and North Carolina could have been a play-in game to win a cup. Think about Pitt and North Carolina played a great game last year, and people were like, gosh, you know, this could decide the Coastal Division.
Mm-hmm.
And look a year later at both these programs.
Mm.
Man, that is awful.
It's a shame.
That is awful. I don't know if it's that bad, but it is something.
So we're taking Syracuse.
It's a thing. Yeah, everybody's taking Syracuse with this. Babers. Year two of Babers. Miracle worker. Guys getting to six wins.
Dino.
He's going to beat somebody like Louisville. They are going to beat somebody.
They were going to beat somebody like LSU, too, and we saw how that worked out.
I never bought that, even though LSU is terrible.
I don't have a problem with Babers. As a matter of fact, I can't wait to see him and Dorn on the same staff in a few years. because they'll probably join someone else, both of them.
Terrible. That's awful. Hey, SMU in Houston. I don't know. I really thought Kelly wasn't going to put Group of Five games on here, but she did in this one. Maybe for the Chad Morris effect. We got five SMUs in there with Zach and Kelly and Walt and Mark Dofer and Anna Hickey, who, again, copied off each other's paper. What SMU, why the Stang Gang, hashtag Stang Gang?
Offenses is explosive. They can throw the ball around. It's the Chad Morris offense. The reason I picked SMU is because Ed Oliver is not healthy for Houston. There's a chance he doesn't play that game. And if he doesn't play that game, SMU wins that game. There's no doubt in my mind. If he plays and he's a little banged up, they still have a really good shot at winning that game. I'll take my chances with SMU.
I don't know what SMU's done to warrant any type of praise. Like, to me, they've beaten who they're supposed to beat and they've lost who they're supposed to lose to, kind of one of those situations. So I don't know. I have to see more from SMU.
Sure.
I would pick Houston just on that alone. I'm not convinced that SMU is there yet. They do have the philosophy that should win you some games, but I got to see a little more before I can be sold.
They took a top 10 TCU team and gave them all they could want.
They did.
More.
They scored mm-hmm. 35, 36 points or something. 56-36.
Yeah.
They ended up covering that game.
Yeah.
The best player on the field, healthy or no, is Ed Oliver. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's just a baller. Second best play is Cortland Sutton, the first round pick, a receiver from SMU. I mean, the guy's a stud, and they've got a quarterback that Chad Morris is working with, a sophomore, that's been pretty doggone efficient so far. So,
yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. It's just one of those SMU is one of those teams. This game notwithstanding, it's one of those teams where I would love to see more on, to see if is this real, and is Chad Morris going to be gone after this year? To a bigger program,
he's going to have his pick at Texas A&M, Arkansas, Arizona State.
So why did you take Houston?
I took Houston for this reason. Against Texas Tech, Houston's defense. Houston lost by a field goal to Texas Tech, who is better, I think, defensively than they've been under Cliff Kingsbury.
Ever, yes.
Maybe since Michael Crabtree was there at receiver and they had that one really good team. This is their best defense, which their defenses have been maybe the worst in the Power 5 the last 3-4 years. So that's not really that surprising. And they certainly set the bar low. But they have a better defense. Houston only allowed that offense to score 27. So I think Texas Tech's pretty explosive offensively. So I'm impressed by that. And I think SMU and Texas Tech probably similar offensively. And I think SMU's a little bit worse defensively. And so I'm thinking Houston may score more points. That's the reason. I tried to compare that Texas Tech game. But I don't think it's going to be a runaway. I mean, the spread's a little bit big for my liking. Kelly, that was actually one of her three picks. If Oliver plays, I think Houston wins for sure. If he doesn't play, then I'm going field goal either direction. Sanders?
I don't know which defense can stop each other or the other defense or offense. I think I'm going to go with the Stangs on this one.
Houston's had a quarterback change, too. Kyle Allen's out and some other guy named Kyle with a less normal name. is actually in a quarterback. So I don't know what that has to do with anything. One more game before we go to our final break. I've also got pick six. That's what we do on the show where we make six picks. Kelly made three, and I made three, and so we're going to go with that. Zach, feel free to say Kelly's picks and to say anything you want about her personally when you do that.
Yeah, of course.
One more. Quickly, Kansas State, Texas. The Kansas State, six out of the 16-pick Kansas State, Mickey and Zach both did, along with Walt and Alex, Daniel Shirley, and Vandervoort pick Kansas State. Why K-State, Zach?
Because I don't believe in Texas. A lot of the same reasons that he was talking about where he doesn't believe in SMU.
Okay.
I don't believe in Texas yet. I think there's a system there, and there's going to be success in the future. But right now, I don't see them having the sustainable success in this season. Kansas State is a good football team. They had the trip up against Vanderbilt. They haven't played anybody else. To get out of September with one loss was disappointing for them. I think it's going to be a team that's kind of pissed off, and they're going to handle their business against Texas this weekend.
I can see. Dutch, your thoughts?
Similar reasons. I would go with Kansas State as well. I have no confidence in Texas. I still am stunned that Kansas State allowed themselves to lose to Vanderbilt. I don't know what happened there, but I got to say Kansas State. Texas, I still think it's going to be a couple years before we hear anything from Texas. So, and this year is not it. So, Kansas State.
I would say the most impressive game between the two of them is Texas losing in overtime at USC so far. Also, Kansas State, they blew up against the first two teams they played offensively. They were not good on offense against Vandy at all. Mm-hmm. And then last week against Baylor, 0-5 Baylor, Jesse Ertz completed 7 passes. He was 7 of 17. That ain't going to cut it against Texas, who, other than the Maryland game, shut out the next opponent and has been better defensively with Todd Orlando running the show. So I got Texas.
I just don't trust Texas, like Zach and Dutch were saying, so I have to go with Kansas State on this one.
I get it. I think coaching wise, I trust what Bill Snyder is going to do more than what Texas staff Tom Herman is going to do. I don't know if Kansas State can move the ball. I'm not convinced of that right now.
To me, it's one of those things where you ignore what you see and what you're being told, because I can't believe that Kansas State is going to allow themselves to lose to this Texas team, even though Texas, again, in their losses, they looked halfway decent. Like they had a pulse, something coming into the season that I didn't think they were going to have. So even in those losses, I was like, you know what? Maybe this Texas team has life. But I cannot pick them against any legitimate team that has anything going for itself. I can't pick a Texas right now.
All right, when we come back, final segment, we got 4 more games to go through the picks. We've also got our pick 6. All that coming your way next. Final segment of the week on Out of Bounds in a moment.
This Saturday, the Demon Deacons cross the threshold of Death Valley in hopes of putting another W on their scorecard. And the Tigers are ready to remind them of their history in Death Valley, as the Demon Deacs have not won at Clemson since 1998. And Coach Dabo Sweeney and his squad will look to keep it that way.
You better be all in.
Clemson versus Wake Forest this Saturday on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Game day starts with the Tiger pregame show on the flagship station for Clemson football, 105.5 The Roar.
Need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
Upstate, listen. Way More Transportation is hiring experienced dump truck driving professionals to operate late model automatic trucks. For more information and applications, go to waymoretrans.com. That's waymoretrans.com.
Anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements, no one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there is no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking up your mattress instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
South Carolina driver's licenses and IDs are changing. The South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles is now accepting documents for you to change your current card to a federally approved Real ID. All of the following must be true for you to be eligible to buy a Real ID license online next year. Required documents on file with the SCDMV. Driving privileges and good standing. A regular Class D, E, F, M, or any combination of the four license, and a U.S. citizen. Visit scdmvonline.com to learn more about changing your card. Start the process now and save time later.
Did you ever think you could get a compact tractor for $99 a month? You can! Get a John Deere 123E with quick attach features and our 6-year powertrain warranty. Starting at just $99 a month. Call Greenville Turf and Tractor in Malden today. Disclaimer, offer ends October 27th, 2017. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial for commercial use only. 20% down payment required. Taxes, freight, setup, and delivery charges could increase monthly payment. Warranty limitations may apply. Consumer offers available. Price and model availability vary by dealer.
In life, finding quality in anything can sometimes be difficult. Custom Collision would like for you to know that there are still a few places out there where quality matters. You can rest assured that at Custom Collision, not only will you be impressed with the quality of the finished product, but you will experience the quality of service that is unmatched. From taking care of your rental to handling the insurance, Custom Collision is there for you. Custom Collision, when quality counts. 231-6900 or online at CustomCollisionInc.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wayne from The Vault. You know, the retro sports apparel store Walt has been telling you about. We are your local go-to store for Clemson championship gear, as well as all your favorite pro and college teams. And as always, all hats in the store are buy one, get one half price, including the championship hats. Please visit us at 213 North Main Street in Greenville or online at vaultretrosports.com. And remember, nobody appreciates your business more than we do.
David Green and the professionals at Green Law Firm understand your rights when it comes to any issue with the IRS. The IRS has instituted the Fresh Start Program, and David Green knows how to use the Fresh Start Program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
Let's face it, this is not the worst thing you've caught me doing.
Now, back to Quack and Kelly on 105.5 The Roar.
All right, final segment of the program. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get to the last four games on the Pick'em and you Pick'em Challenge. With the media and WCCP, Dutch really feeling this jam. Zach, you don't want to crank that up some.
I hit by accident every single time.
Was that Timberlake? That wasn't Timberlake.
Close. That was close. I'm not even sure. Kiss You in the Morning. I don't. Who sings that? Anybody? Kelly would know. I can't remember who sings. It doesn't matter.
They all sound the same.
They all sound the same. We got pick six where Dutch is going to give the picks, and then Zach is going to give
personal insight into Kelly's life.
That's correct.
Yes.
After the picks. And also, potentially an appraisal on the picks, but...
No.
Man. Oh, my word. All right. Let's get back into this. Four games left. How about Arkansas? By the way, that Kansas State-Texas game, while SMU and Houston are playing on CBS Sports Network, which, coincidentally, I don't get on my DirecTV package anymore, which kind of sucks. Like, I want to watch that game. But I'll be watching a Kansas State-Texas on Fox Sports 1, though. That's a good one. Syracuse, you idiot. Arkansas and South Carolina. Arkansas.
Who?
Arkansas and South Carolina.
Who?
I don't. Zach, your pick on the game. Arkansas and South Carolina.
don't make me say it. I picked South Carolina.
Did you?
I did.
Why is that? SEC Network 4 o'clock.
Because I don't believe in Arkansas. It's a common theme in these conversations so far about no believing in the other team. Not that I have a lot of belief in South Carolina, if we're going to be honest. This was more of a coin flip game for me. but I took South Carolina. I believe they're at home.
They are.
So I'm going to take the home team in this one.
Will the toilets work? That is what we need to know, Dutch.
I got a question for Zach.
Sure.
Regarding his pick. Who's better?
Mm-hmm.
Arkansas or Louisiana Tech?
The transitive property does not apply here, Dutch.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering. Just wondering. I'm going to go with South Carolina. There's no way they lose this game.
You're doing it.
There's no way.
No, there's no way. No, I mean, no, seriously. They're at home.
Mm-hmm.
SEC West foe.
Yeah.
In the season where they were largely considering they're going to go 10-2 now.
Yeah.
There's no way they're losing this game to Arkansas. Arkansas is in trouble. I'm telling you right now. You heard it here. Arkansas is in trouble. They shouldn't even show up.
South Carolina, big.
Toilets.
Big.
Toilets be darned. Oh, South Carolina's rolling.
If the pyro works, it's worth 2 to 4 points.
Uh-huh.
This game was split 8-8. South Carolina, Mickey, Zach, Brad, and Kelly picked South Carolina, along with Anna and David Hood and Alex and Grace Rayner. So I get it. 8-8.
I don't love my company in that picks.
Here's my reason for taking the Hogs, okay? Here's my reason for taking the Razorbacks.
Yeah.
This is basically a poor man's Louisville NC State, where I hate to affirm either of these two teams. But Arkansas is passing for over 200 yards and rushing for over 200 yards, and South Carolina is just like not running the ball ever at all. I feel like Arkansas's defense is primed to run on. I don't know that South Carolina could take advantage of that, and I don't love if Jake Bentley is going to sit back there and heave the ball all game like he did against Louisiana Tech. I feel like they're going to score 17. Because they scored 16 and then 17 mm-hmm. against some questionable defenses. Is Arkansas's defense that bad that we think South Carolina could score 30 points?
Yes. In Williams-Brice?
Yes.
In Williams-Brice?
In Willie B.
SEC West foe. Coming off the razor-thin loss.
In the dead cockroach stadium, they will put up 30.
Think about this just for a second. Just for a second. Everyone gather around your radios. South Carolina almost beat Texas A&M last week.
Mm-hmm.
Almost. So that means they will beat Arkansas this week just because they almost beat Texas A&M. Almost. They will win this game going away. Arkansas will leave the state of South Carolina with their tails tucked between the warthogs or whatever hogs have tails. Yes.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Crushed
yeah.
it.
Yes. And South Carolina's rolling in this one. Jake Bentley, 312 yards passing, touchdowns.
My God.
And a rushing touchdown.
You know, Transitive Property says this one's a tie because they both lost to Texas A&M by 7. But if you take just the regulation score, then South Carolina may lose. Sanders, what you got?
Not so fast, my friend.
Oh, you gave it to him.
Arkansas and Columbia.
Loving
takes it back home.
Loving it. I got no reason to take Arkansas other than the balance offensively.
You guys just don't realize how hard it is to win at Willie B.
You don't.
Oh, I do know. Growing up in Columbia.
Yeah.
I do
know
how hard it is.
Or
I meant the opponents to win. Oh, yeah. To Willie B, not South Carolina. Let me make that clear.
Washington State. Oh my God. Yeah. Go ahead.
Tell me about Washington State, Oregon.
Oh my God. Washington State, Oregon. 14-60 beat Washington State. Mickey and Matt Connolly picked Oregon, and I was this close to picking Oregon in this game. This close. If Justin Herbert was playing, this is Oregon's game. Washington State's coming off that high, winning at home against USC.
Yep.
They're going on the road to a team that I think is pretty good because I'm not even gonna pretend like I care about that Arizona State game where they lost to that hideous Arizona State team. Is gonna fire its coach. I think Willie Taggart's got something going on there, but with a backup quarterback, they legit are having a backup quarterback battle in practice this week. I don't love that for Oregon, so I went Washington State by the skin of their teeth, Zach.
Close by safety.
By safety.
By a safety.
Four safeties.
Four.
What does Corso say? Washington?
Washington
State?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're saying like by two.
Yeah.
No, Washington
State's going to win that game, but it's going to be close. I completely agree.
This one's clear to me. Willie Taggart will have Oregon rolling like a machine starting next season. I'm picking Washington State.
Washington State. Wazoo. Wazoo.
Washington State for sure.
Wazoo. Wazoo.
For sure. Can I switch to Oregon? I don't anything that he's saying over there today.
That's fine.
You're basically doing the fade Sanders logic. That's amazing. All right, West Virginia TCU. This is a two-touchdown spread where, like, isn't game day there? Isn't game day in Fort Worth?
Yes.
Zach, what do you think? I mean, Why is it? First of all, it's a big game, but does West Virginia have any chance whatsoever in this?
West Virginia, people forget, has the second most efficient offense in the country behind Oklahoma right now. In the country. And the entire pick'em contest picked TCU in this game. Why?
I think probably because West Virginia has played like Kansas and
Virginia Tech.
That's it. Virginia Tech. That's a nice win. But that's all.
That's it.
That's all. Yeah.
So, TCU.
Also, I expressly only pick West Virginia in their home games because they never beat anyone on the road except Kansas. Dutch.
TCU. Going away. You said 2-touchdown spread?
Yes.
TCU.
13. I'm going TCU in this. I'm going TCU by like 20 because Kenny Thrill is no longer Kenny Trill or Keeping It Trill, whatever his moniker was that he trademarked after that one game against South Carolina when they were also bad, and then 2 games later he wasn't the starter anymore. He's now been replaced by Kenny Hill Esquire, who apparently knows how to manage the game and like only make smart plays. So I'm going with Kenny Hill Esquire at quarterback.
Kenny Hill CPA.
Yeah, that's it. I'm going with Kenny Hill Esquire, Kenny Hill CPA, Kenny Hill and Associates at quarterback for TCU.
No love for Will Greer in this game?
No. I'll take the steroids over Will Greer.
Yeah, me either. I'm going TCU.
Yeah. And then finally, Miami, Florida State. Only 3 people pick Florida State in this. I say that, but then also, I'm not sure of a football reason to pick Florida State. I know Brad said it was a gut feeling. I'd have to ask Anna and Grace what they thought about Florida State, but I don't know about this, Zach.
I don't know about it either. Florida State's offense is anemic right now. Their defense is not playing to the level it was supposed to be playing to. Their offensive line actually took an injury last week, if I'm not mistaken. So an already thin and frail offensive line is thinner and frailer.
Yeah, will we tell the difference in Florida State's first-team line and the terrible second-string line?
I would certainly hope so.
I need to hear more from Zach on this one. Did you say the offense was anemic or the quarterback was anemic?
Yes.
All right.
I feel like the quarterback needs to, like, be on a system or something. like he's malnourished.
I heard he's balked up to like 170. I was told at 6'6".
Sarah McLachlan was telling people to give money to feed him. Mm-hmm. That's what I heard last week.
Did you want me to sing again? I get enough.
Are you free to bulimic?
No. No, oh my gosh.
I didn't know what you're saying.
Dutch,
is that more Timberlake? She's such a good singer. She's such a good singer.
Songbird of our generation.
Oh my gosh.
This is a tough one because as much as I want to say, pick against Florida State, they still have good players over there. And you figure one of these weeks they're going to figure it out. Or maybe the Wake Forest thing was a wake-up call and they're saying, you know what, we gotta do better. I got to go with Miami, though. I can't. I'm not going to be the first. I'm going to lose picking against Florida State before I give Florida State the benefit of the doubt. They have to do better. The offensive line, I think they're leading the nation and giving up tackles for losses. And that's a problem. That's even more of a problem to me than sacking the quarterback. That means you can't get a positive yard running the ball.
Can't get a push, yeah.
Yes, and your quarterback is a freshman. Like, so you can't combine both of those. You're like, you can have one or the other and maybe have some success. But if you lead the nation in tackle for losses and you have a freshman quarterback that weighs 160 pounds, you're in trouble. I got to go with Miami.
Yeah, best of luck to you on that. Rivalry game can be sort of an even out function, but I Miami's just better.
Are they going to play this game?
It looks like the hurricane track's going up toward like New Orleans, and that it was going to hit, but I think it's going to be okay. But Sanders,
it could shift.
I don't see Florida State scoring more than 20 points on Miami's defense. I think it's 24-14 Miami.
Very good. Well, Zach, your score was 31-21?
Yeah.
I had 24-13. All right, our pick six brought to you by Crude LED. We apologize. We're out of time. We can't tell you about it, but you know about it. LED lighting, rebates up front. KRUTLED.com is a website. Kelly's picks, Dutch Coleman. Down there at the bottom is Kelly's picks.
Miami, -3.
Yeah.
Kelly's in the state of Florida this weekend.
There we go.
SMU. +6.5.
Kelly's from the state of Texas originally. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Virginia, -2.5.
I don't have anything for that one.
We thank Kelly for her contribution.
She had like 6 3-pointers against Virginia.
She did. Something like that. Yeah.
I'm taking Boise State -8.5 at BYU. This game's like 27-10 to me. They're going to double the spread at least. Give me Boise -8.5. How about Purdue? I took Purdue +7.5 at Missouri. Got that dub. How about Purdue -4 against quarterbackless Minnesota and Syracuse -3.5? Babers over Pittsburgh. Thanks, everyone, for coming.